Hare Krishna. This Kartik inspiration is about Krishna being self-controlled. A person who can control his senses fully is called Vashi or self-controlled. There is an example given in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, 11th chapter, text 36, which tells us about this quality of Krishna. Although the queen's beautiful smiles and furtive glances were all spotless and exciting, and although these queens could conquer Cupid himself by making him give up his bow in frustration, it slipped out of his hand, and although even the tolerant Shiva could fall victim to them, still, despite all their magical feats and attractions, they could not agitate the senses of the Lord. It is said the symptom of someone who falls prey to lust is that he becomes angry, especially towards those who are on a lower level than him. Someone who is able to control his senses and his lust especially will never become angry at those who are subordinate to him, but will wish them always well, no matter what they do. So Krishna is like this. He cannot become angry, because that anger is always a child of lust. Because Krishna is free from this, it will not happen to him that he loses himself. Now, a question for us devotees is, how can we become self-controlled? Narada Muni gives one very workable and doable formula. He says, when you are tempted, always think about the negative consequences of following those impulses. A second very good tip is, be filled to the brim with memory of Krishna. Feel the ecstasy of being able to remember the Lord and associating with him. And then all the pleasures of the world will seem trivial and unattractive to you. Hare Krishna.